Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we read the changelogs so you don't have to. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're breaking down the launch of Gemini 3.5 Flash, benchmarks, pricing, API changes, and the million token question. Should you switch?
Or as I like to call it, is it worth mortgaging my GPU farm for Google's latest shiny thing?
My GPU farm is just a sad gaming laptop and a Raspberry Pi, so I'll have to take your word for it.
All right, Alex, kick us off. What is Gemini 3.5 Flash, and why is everyone suddenly talking about it?
Good question. Gemini 3.5 Flash is Google's latest agentic coding model. Think of it as the speedster in the Gemini lineup. It was announced at Google I.O. 2026, and unlike the usual vaporware, it actually launched as generally available on day one.
Agentic coding model? So, is this for building Skynet or just automating my to-do list?
More the latter. Though, with a million tokens of context, it might actually remember your to-do list for once. In plain English, agentic means it's designed for complex, multi-step tasks. Think code generation, workflow orchestration, document wrangling, and anything that needs sub-agents or parallel execution. Not just chat.
Got it. So big brain stuff, but fast. How fast are we talking?
Google claims 3.5 Flash is about 4 times faster than other so-called frontier models, which is their way of saying it's really, really fast. On benchmarks, it beats the previous Gemini 3.1 Pro on key coding and agent tasks. But, and here's a pro tip, always check that those numbers come from Google's docs, not some random blog with a suspicious number of pop-ups.
I only trust benchmarks that come with at least 3 footnotes and a pie chart.
Or a meme, benchmarks as memes, 2026's hottest trend.
Okay, numbers time. Where does 3.5 Flash land on the scoreboard?
According to Google's own numbers, Terminal Bench 2.1, it scores 76.2, MCP Atlas 83.6, Charv Reasoning 84.2, and GDP Valet 1656 ELO. Translation: it's leading in agentic coding, tool use, multimodal chart understanding, and real-world economic tasks.
Wait, ELO, are we playing chess with this thing?
Basically, the GDP Val AA ELO score is all about economically valuable reasoning. Think of it as the AI Olympics for business workflows.
So it's smart, fast, and I'm guessing not cheap?
You guessed right. Here's the sticker shock. 3.5 Flash is $1.50 per million input tokens and $9 per million output tokens. That's 3 times the price of the outgoing Gemini 3 Flash preview.
Oof. So if I'm running high-volume jobs, my cloud bill just went from maybe I'll expense this to time to sell my magic cards.
Or just your unopened Funko Pops. But silver lining, it's still 25% cheaper than Gemini 3.1 Pro, which was $2 per million input and $12 per million output. So you're paying more than before, but less than the true Pro tier.
And what's included in those output tokens? Are those just words or?
Great catch. Output tokens include thinking tokens. So if you're asking for heavy reasoning or complex problem solving, those get billed too. If you're just summarizing a recipe, probably cheap. If you're debugging a quantum algorithm, brace yourself.
My hopes for cheap quantum debugging dashed again.
But if you use Google's Batch API, you can cut those costs by half, and there's context caching to avoid paying again for the same input.
Nice. Now what's the deal with the context window? I keep hearing 1 million tokens thrown around like confetti.
That's the headline feature. Gemini 3.5 Flash supports a 1:48,576 token input window, so you can feed it entire codebases, massive PDFs, or the complete works of Shakespeare, and still have room for your resume. Output is up to 65,536 tokens.
So, for the first time, my AI can actually remember the first thing I told it, even if I start rambling?
Pretty much. Just keep in mind the knowledge cutoff is January 2025. So if you need up-to-the-minute facts, you'll want to use its search grounding or URL context features.
No Taylor Swift tour dates from 2026, got it.
Sorry, Swifties.
Let's talk API changes. Should developers be worried about breaking stuff?
There are a few gotchas. The thinking level parameter is now a string with 4 values, minimal, low, medium, high. Default is medium now, not high. And those old sampling parameters, temperature, top P, top K, Google says ditch them for all 3.x models.
So, no more fiddling with temperature to make it sound poetic?
Nope. The model is tuned for its own defaults. Also, function calling responses are stricter. each response has to match the originating call exactly, or you'll get errors.
That's actually kind of nice, fewer mystery bugs.
Unless you like mystery bugs, in which case I've got some JavaScript for you.
Please, no more callback hell.
For new projects, Google recommends the Interactions API over the old Generate Content API, but both are supported, so you don't have to rewrite everything overnight.
And how do I actually call this thing? Python, JavaScript, REST?
All of the above. For Python, it's basically Python from Google import Gni client.client, response equals client.models.generateContentModel Gemini 3.5 flash contents. Explain how parallel agentic execution works in three sentences. Print response.txt.
That's refreshingly simple. Even I can copy-paste that.
In JavaScript, it's just as easy. And for the REST fans, a single POST request and you're rolling.
Any cool new features I should know about?
Batch API is supported, context caching, sub-agent deployment, everything except computer use and live browser control. If you need those, stick with the older model for now.
And what's this about Gemini 3.5 Pro? Do I wait or is Flash the way to go?
Pro was announced alongside Flash, but as of mid-June, it's not generally available yet. If you're doing massive long context retrieval or you're a glutton for punishment, you might wait. For most coding and agentic tasks, 3.5 Flash is ready and shippable now.
So, big picture, is Gemini 3.5 Flash worth it?
If you need high-speed, high-intelligence agentic workflows and can stomach the price hike, yes. For cost-sensitive workloads, maybe hold off or try Flash Lite. And as always, verify any benchmark claims directly from Google. Don't trust the guy selling AI secrets on YouTube.
Or the ones making up new benchmarks like AI-generated cat picture quality.
I'd win that one, hands down.
Well, that's all we have for today on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and send us your favorite AI-generated haikus.
And if you've already migrated to Gemini 3.5 Flash, let us know what you love or hate about it. We read every comment with the help of a million token context window.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.